Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
It's slipperier
slope that baseball goes down.
It's no slippier. Gosh, I can't even say it now.
And Chris Ello.
Tony mentioned it. El Paso. Why do I keep saying El Paso? What is going on? I've been to El Paso many times, and I know for a fact it's not El Paso. El Paso.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Top of the hour to you. 5:01 is the time, and it seems like every time we get to the top of the hour, there's more bad news for the Padres.
Oh, is that what you were sighing about over there?
They just tweeted out the fact that Blake Snell has been officially placed on the 10-day injured list with a left adductor groin strain. So the news just keeps getting worse and worse for the Padres.
They added a pitcher, though.
They did. They added former Phillies right-hander Vince Velasquez has been signed to a minor league contract. Velasquez 3-6 this year with the 5.95 ERA. All right. Good news for us, though, is that Nick Canepa from the San Diego Union-Tribune, who recently celebrated his 50-year anniversary working at the UT, joins us here on the program. As soon as I read the column and the news that you'd been on 50 years, Nick, I wanted to get you on the show, and very glad to have you with us, and congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. I was with your partner's father for more than half of that, I would think.
Yeah.
More than half of the 50. Well, whenever 1977 was. How's that? Well, however long ago that was.
That's phenomenal. What? How did you get into sports writing? I'm curious. Do you remember?
I figured out, and by the time high school rolled around, I figured out that I didn't want to do any type of manual labor.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I joined the San Diego High Rust staff, the newspaper, and it just kind of went out from there. I mean, I was obviously a sports fan when I was a kid, and I started there and continued on in college, and I was lucky enough to get a job in 1971.
Yeah, and I've been reading you ever since, starting in the Evening Tribune and now the Union Tribune, and
You were a baby then.
You're right. I was just a babe, Nick Canepa is with us, and I want to just say that every Sunday morning, still I get the paper. I'm old school, and I still enjoy your column every Sunday. I keep trying to come up with a statistic that'll be wow enough to maybe sneak into the column one day. So I'm going to keep working on that, Nick.
Go ahead. I need all the help I could get. I'll take anything.
Nah, you do a great column. I love it, and it's so fun to read it, and your writing has been... Did you get to pick any of the stories they reprinted on your 50th, or did they just pick a few?
You know, they asked me to pick my five favorite columns. And I said, I've written like 7,000.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to do it. I can't. How can I, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like you're asking me to name my favorite son. You know, I mean, I can't think of all that stuff. I think I chose the Junior Seau one, I think, if I remember right.
And, yeah.
I mean, you know, obit, all I do is write obit columns, it seems, nowadays. But
no.
And there was one, there was actually one of the five I wish they hadn't picked, and that was the one when the Chargers beat Pittsburgh to go to the Super Bowl, because I was sick as a dog in Pittsburgh and did not like that column at all. But
yeah.
What are you going to do? They're all gems, as you well know. You were in the business.
That's right. They're all brilliant. When you hit the send button, they're all gems.
That's it. It's done. That's it.
That's all you got. Nick Canepa is with us.
Like I tell all these guys, I said, the Pulitzer Committee ain't waiting up for you, man. Those guys go to bed early. Get the damn thing done.
That's right. I don't think they ever read one of my stories, and nor should they have. Nick, obviously, you're in tune with what's going on in San Diego and watching what's happening to the Padres right now. Just, I don't want to focus too much on this because we kind of actually called for a moratorium today to rest. But what do you think's going on? I thought your tweet back to me today was actually perfect. I tweeted out, is this kind of what tanking looks like? And you correctly said, well, why in the world would they be tanking? And I think that that's an excellent point.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, it's not like they're going to get a high pick in the draft. Even if they don't win another game, which is possible.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not picking one or two, so. No, I tell you, all the time I've been watching this team, and I've watched it from its inception, this is the worst stretch ever on this team, and not because they're the worst team, just because it just fell apart like this. I don't know if I've seen a baseball team anywhere fall apart like this. These guys were 16, 17 games over 500.
Yeah.
It's a complete mystery. I mean, I know there are injuries, and that's fine. Everybody has injuries. The Dodgers have had injuries, but my goodness, they're just lifeless.
Yeah, and I would ask you why you think that is, but I don't think anybody's got an explanation for it, the least of all the Padres themselves.
Yeah, I mean, there's guys making a lot more money than us, Chris, a lot more money than us that have no idea what's going on. And it's just, heads are going to roll. We know that. Something's going to happen, but I how do you figure this kind of thing out? You send lineups out, you change lineups, and I'm not a big lineup changing guy, but I think it was pointed out today that the Dodgers have changed lineups far more than the Padres have. So I think that they're trying, but whatever they put out on the field just doesn't work. And it's, man, this is too good a team to be for this to happen to. These are not the Orioles, man. This was a really good baseball team, and even more so, which is more strange, it was so much fun to watch. They were the most fun to watch team in baseball. They ran, they took chances. Now they're just, they're lifeless. Even Tatis seems lifeless. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't want to hear about the San Diego curse. Please don't start.
How did he know my next question? No, I would not go there. Nick Canepa's with us, talking about the ham and eggers on Sundays and in this column and the people who run this town. Nick, where do you rate San Diego as a sports town, having worked in this business in this town for, half a century now? I mean, I find it frustrating from time to time. I imagine you do. Obviously, the Chargers have gone. We've lost NBA teams. I mean, why do you think sports figures in where it does in San Diego?
Well, that's a good question. And I always have thought that San Diego was a much better sports town than it was given credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball's drawn pretty well here. They were awful forever. And, after the Ray Kroc thing, they went over 1 million fans, and they had their core fans, and I always thought baseball drew better here than it deserved. And as we've seen since Petco, it's been better. the novelty of Pepco, if there ever was one, never wore off because they, you know, they've drawn people there. And the Chargers didn't leave here because of the fans. Come on. They didn't leave here because they didn't have a fan base. They left here because everybody botched everything from the team to the city. The Clippers and the Rockets didn't leave here because of fans. They left because of bad ownership. Donald Sterling bought the Clippers with no intention of ever keeping them here.
Right.
So, you know, you blame the fans. Does that make us a bad sports town? Because LA teams fill their stadiums when there's 14 million people living in the area, does that make them a great sports town? I think Miami's a horrible sports town. I really do. I think it's a terrible sports town. But they've got every team imaginable down there. So, you know, I don't know how to figure it, but I never really thought San Diego was a bad sports town. I've been disappointed for many years on Aztec football. I mean, Aztec basketball, it's, you know, they couldn't fill my living room.
No.
Until Steve Fisher got here. Now it's a great basketball town. And meanwhile, Aztec football fandom has dropped off. When it was great, I mean, they used to outdraw the Chargers. So how do you figure this stuff? I don't know. I've been disappointed with San Diego State stuff more than anything else, but I don't think this is a bad sports town. I honestly and truly don't. It's just, it's been plagued by bad ownership, and fortunately now, and I hope it lasts, the Padres, I think, have tremendous ownership.
Well, one of the great things about sports in this town is a Nick Canepa column, and we've been trying to get you on the show for a little while. We appreciate you spending some time with us, Nick. And I just want to say, I still remember a night where during the Aztecs men's basketball tournament in Las Vegas, I just got lucky enough to sit up. First of all, I sat near you during dinner, and you renewed my enthusiasm for patty melts.
I remember that. Yeah.
You remember that? I remember he orders a patty melt, and I'm like, who?
We were in South Point.
In the South Point. I said, who orders a patty melt anymore? And you're like, I do. And, man, they brought that patty melt, and I've been ordering them ever since. But I believe that same night, you and I and Darren Wong got to sit up and close down the South Point bar. And I wouldn't have gone to sleep if you paid me. It was just so fun to sit up and tell stories with you and listen to your stuff. And I've been fortunate to get a little chance to know you over the years, and it's been my pleasure to do that. And I'm glad you're able to come on the show, Nick. Hopefully you'll do it again. And here's to another 50 years. Why not?
Hey, why not? What the heck? It's not like, you know, it's not like I'm really breaking my butt doing it.
You're as healthy as an ox, Nick. We appreciate the time.
I appreciate it, Chris.
Thanks so much.
Glad to see you working. That's good.
Yeah, that is good. That's a good thing. My wife's happy about that as well. Thank you.
Yeah, wives are usually happy about that. That's usually
true. Appreciate your concern. All right. Thanks,
Take
Nick.
Take care. And say hi to Anthony for me.
Yes, I will definitely do that.
I've known him since birth.
I know. Isn't that something? It amazes me still to be working next to him after so many years with his dad. Nick Canepa right there from the San Diego Union Tribune, the great columnist, now 50 years at the San Diego Union Tribune. And I honestly, you can sit and listen to some of his great San Diego stories, but he's makes some great, interesting points. I mean, about the Padres, about, you know, sports in this town. I mean, are we bad fans? I mean, I don't think we are either. I mean, Scraby, I mean, we get the phone calls from all these supposed bad fans. These are people that care about their baseball team as much as anybody anywhere.
You know what? That's funny that you say that, because I received a DM earlier today, and I never responded. So if you're out there and listening, this is my response to you. But at Carter821970, he says, or he or she says, the opposite of love is indifference. Getting upset about the Padres shows you care.
Yeah, that's a good DM, Carter. Very
yes.
good. All right, we'll take a quick break. Always fun and a thrill to have Nick Canepa on the program. We just when I tweeted today and he tweeted back to me, I was like, that was exciting. And then I came into work and I said to Scraby, we got to try to get Nick on today, because definitely wanted to give him a nod for that 50 years in the business. That's amazing. All right, we'll take a break. We'll check a little traffic. We'll come back. Our Daily Gambit is ahead. And some other sports items to tidy up here as Gwen and Chris continues on 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here's the schedule for you on 97.3 The Fan. Gwen and Chris right now for another 15 minutes or so. Yes, yeah, Gravy, that's okay. Right.
I stopped working.
By the way, thanks again to Nick Canepa. Fun having him on the show. And Nick, by the way, Scraby called him to come on the show, and he goes, "Hi, this is Chris Ello's producer." And Nick goes, "I'm sorry."
He did.
That's Nick for us. But great having him on the show, and it's still fun to see. I'm telling you, every Sunday morning, it's the first thing I do is, you know, when I get the paper, pop it open and read Nick's Sunday notes column, and that's true. I always wish that someday I'll say, like, some important stat, or I'll say something fun enough on the radio program that Nick would find it entertaining enough to put in his column.
What,
it's kind of a goal of mine.
What is,
like, I don't think I'll make it, but you never know.
What is it about? I mean, I've never...
Well, it's just little... It's new. It's notes. You know, it's like little two-line tidbits of information around town.
Okay.
And it's all sports-related. Like, it might say, you know, Aztecs really impressed me the other night. You know, Greg Bell rushing for 200 yards, but I think they ought to throw the ball more.
Okay.
That might be, like, one note. And then he'd move on to the next subject. He always has one main subject at the beginning of the column, usually the Padres or, you know, something about the idiots who run this town who let the Chargers get away. He calls them the Ham and Eggers. And
why does he call them that?
Is Ham and Eggers is another line for another way to describe people that just aren't good enough to be in the positions that they're in.
Okay.
And, you know, he blames the people in this town who run this town for allowing the Chargers to get away. And I don't disagree with him. As he said in the interview, he doesn't blame the fans. It wasn't the fans who let the Chargers get away. There's plenty of fan base here. But yet San Diego gets ridiculed, you know, for letting teams get away. But it really was the people who run this town who couldn't work it out along with the team. So Spanos and the people who run this town. Anyway, it's a great column. I have fun with it and enjoy it every Sunday. All right, coming up is the Padre pregame show in about 20 minutes, then Padres and Giants tonight at 6:45. Tomorrow, Padres and Giants at 12:40. It's an afternoon game.
Yes.
And then once it's over tomorrow afternoon, we normally come on and do our show, but we have Thursday night football.
We also have a very strange schedule. I know where you're going.
Go ahead.
We may have like an hour of the show, depending on how quick the game goes or something like that.
It could happen.
I'll be on post game, so I'll be here no matter what.
Yeah.
But if we...
If it's like a two-hour game, we might have a little bit of a show tomorrow, but that's not happening. That
Giants
just doesn't happen.
Games.
Not
Giants
2 hours.
Quick games.
The Padres don't. So I would not expect us to be on tomorrow. But we will also have the Thursday night football game tomorrow night. The New York football Giants, the Washington football team, going head-to-head tomorrow night in our Thursday night game. Gwynn and Chris returns Friday at 3 o'clock ahead of the Padres' first game of their series in St. Louis.
Yeah,
so
then,
that's kind of your schedule the next couple of days.
And then I'll be on pregame and postgame for that one, too. But that one's a... I mean, all of these games are big games, but that's an ultimately big game because they're playing a team that is in their path to the wild card, like directly in their path.
Yeah. You know what the biggest team that's in their path to the wild card is?
The Dodgers?
No, them.
Oh, yes.
Them themselves.
True.
They can't get out of their own way right now.
This is true.
My goodness.
This is true. I got a quick tweet from someone who wanted to let us know why they think that the Padres aren't performing.
Okay.
And it's from at Donnie Light, and they tweeted you, and it says, "You can't count on the players you tried to trade to perform. Killed the chemistry when you couldn't make the deals."
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I don't really think... I don't disagree with it, but, I mean, trying to say that, like, Eric Hosmer thinking that he was going to be traded and... That whole thing kind of wrecked the chemistry.
It could have.
It could have.
But... You know, I've been saying no to a lot of these theories out there, but I'm at this point ready to believe anything.
Well, let's be honest about it, Scraby. One of the theories, at least one, is true.
And what's that?
Because just something's happened.
Oh, well, yeah, something's
happened. That's my
point.
Everybody's coming up with theories as to what's happened over the last 29 games, but, well, something's true. You know, I know Tony says that, you know, it's just bad baseball. It is bad baseball, but I'm not willing to accept bad baseball for that long at face value. I am willing to accept a couple of weeks of bad baseball because I think most teams in baseball go through a slump unless you're named the Giants. Even the Dodgers at one point this year lost 11 of 14 games. So everybody goes through a spell. But a month long, 29 games, this Nick Canepa said right there in the interview with us a few minutes ago, it's one of the worst stretches of baseball he's ever seen from a team as good as this. You know, it's easy for a bad team. Like the Orioles lost 20-some-odd games in a row. The Diamondbacks lost 17, 18 in a row. But those are bad teams. I know what you're thinking out there. Well, maybe the Padres are a bad team. Maybe they are, but... They weren't for the first 4.5 months of the season.
Yeah.
And now it has just gone thud. It's very hard to figure.
It is very hard to figure. And I want to give credit to AJ Cassavell of MLB.com, friend of the show, friend of the station.
Mm-hmm.
He asked some very tough questions after the game, and he's trying to get some answers out, but there's just not many answers.
It's pretty tough
to
find answers because you don't have the one-on-one interviews with the players behind the scenes. You can't go down in the clubhouse and visit with a guy. So you're left to kind of take at face value whatever it is that Jace Tingler tells you, and that's usually not very much. All right, Scraby, it is about time we get to our Daily Gambit stuff, so let's go.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get into The Daily Gambit this hour, I'm going to steal this promo from Chris because he really, I'm stealing it. This hour on 97.3
The Fan. My favorite company in town.
Is brought to you by Sophie Joe's Car Wash. You got it, Chris?
No, go ahead. You
Congratulations,
started
Sophie Joe's, on the grand opening of your brand new location on Friars Road.
I've been there many times already.
Just 2 blocks east of the 15 freeway. Experience the Sophie Joe's difference today at any one of their 15 San Diego locations and online at SophieJoe's.com. If you were wondering why I'm so happy to step all over Chris's commercial right there, is because Chris, for his birthday, received a year supply of unlimited Soapy Joe car washes.
Anytime I want to go, I can get my car washed, and I've been to that new Soapy Joe's location on Friars, and it's
excellent. How far down on Friars? Because I can see Friars from here.
down the hill toward Mission Center Road. Not Mission Center Road, Mission Gorge Road.
Okay, I think I
down
know
the hill,
about.
Across the street from the shopping center on the left, and then Soapy Joe's on the right.
And what do you like about Soapy Joe's? This is not an extra commercial.
I love getting my car washed, and just convenient. It's smooth. It's easy. They're friendly. They do a nice job, and the car gets cleaned, and I love having the year pass. Because every time I want to get, I may get a wash just on the way home today, just for fun. Now that you mention
he's
it.
He's not joking, by the way.
No, he's not.
He's not joking.
My birthday was, 3 months now?
Yeah.
Probably had my car washed 20 times since then.
Man, I went to your birthday there 3 months ago?
I know.
That's crazy.
That's weird.
That is weird. All right, let's get into some of our bets. We only made a couple bets yesterday because it was kind of a slow night in the sports betting circuit. So we're going to review those. And first it was the over-under for the total strikeouts of Giants pitcher Anthony DeSclafani, and the over-under was set at 4.5 strikeouts. I said under. Chris said over. The actual answer is under. He only had 3 strikeouts last night.
Okay.
So that's pretty interesting, actually.
That's so interesting.
Really,
I wish it would have helped the Padres win a game.
I picked under because I said the Padres were going to be hitting last night.
Yes, so. You were wrong, too.
Yeah.
As that
and then
out.
Total strikeouts for Jake Arrieta was 2.5. Both of us said over, and we were correct. He had 3.
Every major league starting pitcher ought to be able to get at least 3 strikeouts in a game. Come on.
That pitch that he threw to Buster Posey in the first inning, where Buster hit it, made the game 1-0. It was so far inside that it wasn't a bad pitch. It was a pitch that Buster shouldn't have swung at, and he still was able to turn on it. It was incredible.
But if you make a mistake inside, big league hitters can do that.
Yes, and Buster Posey did that.
Yeah.
All right, to the bets for tonight. We're going to start with Thursday night football bets, and then we'll go into some of our baseball bets. But first, we have to check traffic one more time on 97.3 The Fan. And since we're not sure whether or not we're going to be having a decent amount of show tomorrow, we'll just make these bets tonight. And tomorrow on the station, if you don't know, we carry the NFL games. The New York Football Giants, as Chris Berman says, is taking on the Washington football team. We're going to start with our bets on the spread of the game. It's in Washington, and Washington is favored by 3 points. Chris, who do you think is going to win this game?
I like the football team here.
You do?
Yeah, at home, 3 points. Giants are poor. I mean, they got blown out by a mediocre Denver team. I think Washington's better than Denver.
You think Washington is better than Denver?
And I don't like the matchup of Daniel Jones with a limited Saquon Barkley going against the WFT defense.
Chase Young is going to eat him alive.
I'll take WFT and give the 3 points.
I am going to do the same. The Giants just don't strike. I just can't get behind Joe Judge. They look lifeless against the Denver Broncos. And Saquon Barkley is just not quite where he wants to be health-wise.
He needs to be healthy for them to have any chance.
Yeah, and so I'm going to go with you and say the Washington football team wins and beats the spread. Now, we're going to do the over-under on the game, the total amount of points, and the BetQL website is telling me that the latest line is 40.5 points. Over or under that? I will go first, and I'm going to say it's going to be, because Heinicke is going to be starting at quarterback for the WFT, I'm going to say that it's going to be under 40.5 points total.
I'm not going to say under because Heinicke is starting a quarterback. I think he's a pretty decent quarterback, but I just think it'll be under because these two teams can't score much. I mean, 20-17 seems like a high-scoring game for them, and that would only be 37 points. So 40 is the number?
40.5.
Yeah, I'll go under.
Under. Now, there's another bet out there that I found in my research that was pretty... there's two bets. One of them is really enticing, and maybe you put a couple bucks down on it. One of them is just one of those where I think it could happen, so it might be worth looking at it. And that would be Antonio Gibson anytime TD. The running back for the Washington football team. You're minus 125 on the odds, but if he scores a touchdown at any point in the game, you win the bet.
Yeah.
And he scored a touchdown, I believe, last week.
He did not.
Oh, no, no. That's for the
Believe
next.
Believe me.
That's for the next. You have him.
Yes.
That's for the next bet. That's for the next bet that they scored a touchdown. But Antonio Gibson is a pretty good running back. I don't know what your review of him in week one is, Chris, but...
Yeah. Well, he fumbled on his own 3-yard line, and it probably helped cost him the game.
All right, sweet.
But other than that, he ran the ball pretty well.
Okay.
Just keep in mind that he's on my fantasy team before you bet on him to score a touchdown. Because I do seem to have bad luck on these things, but I think he will get a touchdown in this game.
I am... your fantasy luck is...
See, that's why you don't want to bet on him.
I'm going to say he doesn't score a touchdown. I'm not going to say he has a bad game, but I'm not, I'm not just going to say he's not going to score a touchdown.
I know. I'm terrible, and I have to wear it until it changes.
All right, the next bet we're going to make is Daniel Jones anytime TD. So that means he has to just rush for one. You know, anytime TD is basically.
Is it throw one or just rush for one?
What? In my research, it was everything.
Well, if all he has to do is rush for one or throw for one, I believe he'll do that. But I don't think he'll rush for one.
He did last week.
I know, on the last play of the game.
That's what I'm saying. He rushed for one.
Yeah, well, he's not going to do that again. So
You're not going to take the bet?
No.
You don't think he'll throw a touchdown?
No, I said if he's going to run or throw one, then he'll do that.
So you're going to say yes?
Yes.
I would say yes, too. That's a crazy... It's plus... And I forgot to give you the odds. It's plus 450. That's insanely good for the better. And...
But it is Daniel Jones.
It is Daniel Jones, and he is capable of...
And even I'm not bad enough to own him as my fantasy quarterback. I'm not that bad.
All right, that's it for the Thursday Night Football bets. Now we're going to bet on Joe Musgrove tonight. The over-under on his strikeouts, and the line is set at 6.5, over plus 120, under minus 160. I'll go first. And I'll just say, because I like No-No Joe. He's been battling, as Jace Tingler says a lot. I think that he is going to come out and he's going to throw a gem for the Padres tonight and hopefully get some runs on the board. So I'm going to say he goes over 6.5.
I'm sure he's going to go over 6.5. Why? He's wearing Roberto Clemente's number 21.
Okay.
So figure him for a big night.
Figure him for a big night. All right. That's it for the Daily Gambit, and that is it for the show.
What's the score of the game going to be?
Oh, gosh.
You only got to do it for another 2 weeks.
I have to. I know.
You have to try to get one right. Come on. Last night you picked 8-6 Giants.
The Giants.
At least you picked the winning team for a change.
I'm going to go back to the Padres because the Giants thing didn't work. So I'm going to go back to the Padres. I'm going to say 5-3.
Five runs the Padres are going to score. That would be about a month's worth.
I know.
Good luck with that.
I can't go. Well.
Now 5-3.
Okay, fine, I'm going to change it.
Hurry up.
2-1.
2-1 Padres.
Yeah, 2-1.
Watch it be 5-3.
It's going to be 5-3.
Gwynn and Chris back with you on Friday. Enjoy the games, everybody. Thanks to Tony. Thanks to Matt. Good night.
Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.